The Phantom of the Opera has been haunting stages across the globe for more than 30 years and is now the longest-running musical in the history of Broadway. Andrew Lloyd Webber's classic musical returns to Boise's Morrison Center on Wednesday, June 14th, and continues for an extended stay through Sunday, June 25th. The star of the current North American tour of Phantom is Derek Davis, only the third African-American actor in the musical's history to wear the famous mask. Just prior to arriving in Boise, Davis talks with Weekend Edition host George Prentice.
Floating, falling, sweet intoxication. Touch me, trust me, savor each sensation.
The voice of Derek Davis. He has starred on stages across the U.S., including Broadway. He currently is the Phantom of the Opera, touring North America, and coming to Boise for an extended stay beginning Wednesday, June 14th. And prior to his arrival, we're lucky to say that Mr. Davis joins us this morning for Weekend Edition. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Very well, sir, and I hope that you are in fine voice this morning.
Well, it is a little early in the morning, but my voice is holding up pretty well.
I would be remiss if I did not mention that you are only the third African-American actor to wear the mask of the Phantom. I'm assuming that you embrace that piece of history.
I do. It's a very weighty responsibility and a huge honor. It just is, and I say it all the time, I'm just so grateful to the entire company and the creative team for being as open-minded as they are in so many respects, but specifically for allowing somebody of color to take the position of this role based solely on their ability to tell the story.
So talk to me about the experience of meeting fans, and I'm thinking especially young fans, those boys and girls of all colors who see you center stage and then get a chance to meet you and ask for your autograph. That must be pretty heady stuff.
It really is. It really is, because when I was, the first musical my parents took me to see, oddly enough, was The Phantom of the Opera in the late 80s. That really ignited my love for musical theater when I was a child. We were in Atlanta, and a mother brought her son, an African-American woman and her son, came to the stage door, and the mother was in hysterics, literally in hysterics, and grabbed her son by the shoulder and said, "Look at him, look at his face. Now you know you can do anything." And that moments like that stick with me so heavily and remind me constantly of the responsibility that I have, not only to tell the story, but to be an example to the generations that come after.
You alone can make my song take flight. Help me make the music of the night.
Put us in the moment when you are performing Music of the Night. Put us in that moment.
In that moment, he's teaching Christine to experience life in a way that doesn't require the facilities and the faculties that we normally use above ground, to come away from it all and to feel life and experience music and sound and existence in a way that comes from what you hear. So that's kind of the premise of that song.
Thanks so much, and we'll see you mid-June.
My absolute pleasure, and I look forward to it.
We'll be right back.
You can learn more about the production coming to Boise and get ticket information at morrisoncenter.com.